Remember to hit the like and subscribe to my channel to learn why you're grading cheese wrong. Influencers.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Think about you, think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Mitch Thomason. This morning, sunrise will cast light across a scene of mass destruction from powerful storms. It swept parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio yesterday. Numerous injuries are being reported, and at least two fatalities, those in Logan County, Ohio. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu over the Gaza war being roundly condemned, both in Israel and beyond. James Crumley, the father of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And a federal judge in Florida is declining to dismiss the Trump classified documents criminal case. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned positive. The Dow futures are up 41 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 34. The S&P futures 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Patrick's Day Eve, the Ides of March, and a whole bunch of other things today on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 6:10, And I think we're going to get right to the priorities today because we have some weather headed our way.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
No severe weather in our area right now, but the northwestern half of the state is under a severe thunderstorm watch. And just recently, up till 6 a.m., Lamar County was under a tornado warning. Now, there is one county up in extreme northeast Alabama under a tornado warning from the Huntsville Weather Office. So, yeah, we're going to be monitoring a line of storms moving southeastward as today goes on. And later on this morning and into the afternoon hours would be the greatest threat of maybe some strong to severe storms. The tornado threat is not zero. It's relatively small, but damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Yesterday, we had a record high of 85. We tied the record. 85 yesterday, the warmest day of the year. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely today and into the evening hours tonight before ending. Today's high 79, tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy. Rain chances not zero tomorrow, but I would say 20% or less on Saturday and Saturday night. And then another round of showers, possibly some thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 70. Then, deja vu, this is very reminiscent of what happened this last week. Much cooler Monday. We'll be in the low 60s at best Monday, near 60 perhaps on Tuesday, first day of spring. But could we be near the freeze mark on Tuesday morning? Very close to it, and it's late in the ballgame for this. I've got us around 33 on Tuesday morning, first day of spring. Right now this morning, it's very mild. I'm in short sleeves as far as I didn't even bring a jacket to work. It's cloudy and 67 at 611.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Rise and shine.
I'm not really feeling up to this today.
Nope, not really feeling up to it.
Really?
Not today.
Why not?
Is everything so doom and gloom?
Doom and gloom?
The whole world is going crazy.
Sounds like you need a pep talk.
I don't need a pep talk.
Well, you're getting one.
We're going to wake up.
Get it together.
One foot in front of the other.
Put a smile on your face.
And we're going to make a difference.
Okay, guys, it's showtime.
13 minutes after 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's get right to it.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This could be a double award-winning nominee. Could be a Morning Maroon candidate later in the show today. And more evidence that the world continues to be in the head. Just when you, like, I just posted a picture of a woman who complained of a nude man shaving in a women's area at Planet Fitness in Alaska.
Oh?
Yeah. With a 12-year-old girl present.
Oh, my God.
When she complained, they revoked her membership.
Is that right?
Yes. But that's not the story here. I just think police are so incapable of keeping up with crime that they're just throwing in the towel here. Toronto police are saying that people should let thieves steal their cars during a carjacking situation and leave their keys at the front door for easy access. They're suggesting this is not April Fool's. This is to avoid violent confrontations. Here is Toronto Police Service Constable Marco Riccardi talking about leaving your keys near the front door, in case you think I made this up.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns, they're real guns. They're loaded.
Okay, so I'm going to start leaving my...
Yeah, leave your car keys outside the door,
sure.
Along with your wallet, your life savings, fancy jewelry, anything else that might have value, because they're coming in to take it. Yeah. Avoid a violent confrontation, so just leave it outside.
Give it to them.
Do you believe this?
My gosh. Toronto, huh?
Yeah. And
wow.
I wonder, first of all, that's a country with very strict gun laws.
Yeah.
So he's admitting that these people are armed. Where are they getting the guns? That's why gun laws are a joke, but you only have to look at Chicago.
Okay. Well,
for an example of that.
You know where to find my key. I know where to find my keys now.
Yeah. Leave them by the front door. Avoid those violent confrontations.
Sure.
It's just, I'm telling you, Rich, I come in here every day and I see, speaking of rocket science, where's this story? Let's see. Wife is finished with sex. Oh, here's a warning. We're getting it. Driver tries to suck on breathalyzer test.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, am I blowing in or out? When they finally did get her to understand that you have to blow in, she was four times over the legal limit.
Yeah.
Soft bacon may be cause of brain worms. Hey, we have additional information on D's Nuts, who made an appearance on the show the other day. There's something else here. And this is, again, the services that we gather our information from, they're tilted to the left, just like the rest of the media. And the headline said, Easter may be more expensive this year. Really? See the numbers that came out yesterday? Everything is more expensive this year, not just Easter. What the hell are these people talking about? I stopped to fill my tank yesterday after happy hour. Yeah. $3.29 a gallon.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't even spiked with the warm weather season prices yet.
Well, that's inevitable because
they changed the formula.
Yeah, the government requires winter and summer blends of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to go up from where it is right now. So there's all kinds of crap here on this Friday morning that's just, it makes you shake your head. That was brought to you by Mark and Vicky, our friends at Applied Security. They would prefer you keep your car keys, wallet, and valuables inside the house and let them protect it from the outside world. That's what they do. They've been doing it for four decades, and they offer systems that are easy to work with and save you money on monthly monitoring, starting at under just $30 a month. These are two really terrific people. It's always best to go local. You're not dialing an 800 number. You're dialing 279-8338 when you need them. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. At 6:18, 18:19 News is next. Jay will join us in a little bit.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
A state lawmaker is addressing the issue that emerged this week at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center regarding its space camp leadership. State Representative Mac Butler said this week at a committee hearing that House Bill 130 will have an amendment inserted in order to address space camp in particular. The bill overall is expanding the already existing restrictions on exposing students grades K through 12th grade to sexual identity and sexual orientation teachings in a public education setting. Butler believes that the bill will be voted on in the Alabama House sometime next week. The amendment would be added to address space camp after a Huntsville father made other parents aware that a biological man who goes by the name Molly Bowman and identifies as a woman will be working in the camp where those campers stay overnight, including young girls. The father, Clay Yarbrough, also showed the hypersexualized social media posts that had been made by Molly Bowman in the past. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A certified paramedic was arrested and charged this week with reckless endangerment. 42-year-old Jessica Ulmer of Grand Bay is accused of supplying alcohol, vapes, and marijuana to teenagers that were staying at her home. Investigators indicate that the teens were between the ages of 13 and 15. All of this came to light to Mobile police after one of the mothers of those teens reported on Ulmer. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is recalling honey-roasted cashews that are sold in Walmart stores under the Great Value brand. The cashews were incorrectly labeled and did not identify the proper allergens that are within those cashews. No injuries have been reported from the mislabeled nuts. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Radio show fun fact. On Casual Friday, our studio is pants optional. Let's get back to the show.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
New on Fridays, Opera News.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. Bitcoin is high, but do not buy. The reason why you should not buy when Bitcoin's high, because there's barely anything that it will buy. Bitcoin is high, but if you buy, you must be high, high, high. Congress banning TikTok, 'cause we're getting spied upon by China, wasting time on this like this. Not a million other problems they could solve. Trump and Biden, it's a rematch. The election, no one wants it, but it's happening. Grazie. Tune in next week where I sing about my busted bracket.
And now let's welcome...
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
That would have sounded better with Enrico Palazzo.
I know. We shot for Enrico Palazzo to do the bit, but we just came up short. Rich, you are familiar with fans.
We got to get our Cleveland buddy with the voice to do the All Hail Jay in a, you know.
Oh, you mean opera? The opera?
Yeah. You know? Nice. You know what I'm talking about?
It's around.
What's his name again?
When does he normally come in? He usually comes.
Oh, no, that's Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Cleveland, but he's
originally. Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he didn't come in this year.
That's awful.
Usually they do that thing in Huntington around this time of the year. It's in March because he was here on Janelle's birthday that year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He did the happy birthday for Janelle, but what if we get him to do the All Hail Jay?
That would be impressive.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he, well, no, I don't know. I haven't heard from him. Haven't heard anything that's going on.
Wait a minute. He's got the same name as a baseball player.
He does.
Oh.
That narrows it down
to about 12,000 over the years in baseball. Oh, man.
Judge.
Yeah, John Judge. That's it. Oh, man. How could I not remember this?
This is awful. This is...
He's a great guy, too. And he comes in every year to Huntington, and they do a weekend concert there.
I think that would be a spectacular All Hail Jay.
I agree. So let's make a note. when we hear from him next, or he's next
when
in town.
When we hear from Mr. Judge.
Yeah, from Mr. Judge.
For now.
We will play Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We did that in the afternoon yesterday, too, and got great response.
People like to figure out if they're...
There's more drunk adults in the afternoon, though.
Yeah, they're tuned in. I'm just scanning around looking for other... This whole TikTok thing, people are misunderstanding. They're really not trying to ban TikTok.
They're getting trying to get TikTok to be divested from the current owner to another owner.
Hey, here's another encouraging headline on Fat Ass Fannie Willis. Facing possible contempt of Congress proceedings over subpoena noncompliance. This woman is about as fit to prosecute Donald Trump or anybody, Joe Schmo. She's a criminal. She perjured herself multiple times. And the fact that she ran, well, no, that was Letitia Jett ran, because I'm going to get Trump. What? How about enforcing the laws? New York is a hellhole. Yeah, she's got big problems. And the judge is going to rule on that today. So that'll be one of the bigger stories that develops later. And should it happen sooner than later, we will have that news for you. And since that is coming from Georgia, it could happen at 9, which would mean we'd have it at 8 or perhaps before the end of the morning show. Whatever, we will let you know. At 6:26, the timeline is coming up. We're going to get our first look at the roads here. And the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
I bet you can guess what song it's going to be.
I'm going to go in my vehicle and smoke and think about that for a minute.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Friday morning, and it's always great to start the day off with an all clear, and that's what we have for you this morning. Not seeing any major problems anywhere. We've got light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards, light to moderate, no problems out there at all. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 till 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd on the Wetumpka Highway.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
We have such a good friend in Colonel Joe Panza.
Yes.
Now, first of all, we were wrong on the name, but I'll explain why. The guy that has come and visited us at least five or six times over the years to do the, when he's doing the show at Huntington, his name is David.
Yes, yes.
David.
Get my Bible names mixed up.
And John, the reason David. We thought John is because his last name is Cangelosi, and John Cangelosi was a baseball player for the White Sox.
Dave Cancelosi.
I don't remember if that was his brother or a relative, but he is with the Van Vocal Institute. And I do hope he comes in again because he's a great guy and a lot of fun to talk to on here.
Oh, he's very
and a snappy dresser, too.
Articulate, too.
All right, so I want to thank Colonel Joe Panza for solving that mystery for us. At 6:31,
hey,
we're...
Colonel Joe, get us VIP passes to the air shows.
No shame at all.
No, we're totally shameless.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
I refuse to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, it's really not my color. Why can't we have more holidays without required dress codes? You don't see people celebrating Memorial Day by dressing up as tombstones. Happy Labor Day, Bob. Where's your time clock costume? Uh-oh, someone's getting pinched. And that's another thing. What derelict decided it's okay to pinch complete strangers once a year? I think before you're allowed to invent customs, you should have to undergo a background check. And maybe, I don't know, run it by human resources. It's pretty obvious St. Patrick didn't have to sign an employee handbook. Ugh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, normally I would support a holiday where people are encouraged to walk around downtown wearing beer helmets. God, I hate wearing green.
And that was another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
At 6:33 with the timeline for March 15th, your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 74th day of the year, there are 292 days left here on the Ides of March. More on that in just a moment. Everything You Think Is Wrong Day today. Okay. It's National Peanut Lovers Day. Not peanut butter, Peanut Lovers
Day. Speaking of which, I think I'm going to run back and make my snack.
Okay. Peanut butter?
Because I worked out this morning and now I'm hungry.
Okay. It's True Confessions Day and I think you just made one. National Napping Day.
I'll see if I can come up with something racier on True Confessions Day.
National Napping Day. Boy, I, late afternoon, fell into the most incredible hard nap. And anyway.
I had a good hard nap yesterday, too.
This is Buzzards Day, celebrated in Hinckley, Ohio since 1957. This is the day the buzzards return to Hinckley. And it happens magically every year.
At the courthouse, right?
Yes. And how they know to do it, unless they have, really good calendars, I guess.
If there's a picture of those buzzards later, look close, you might see a familiar face.
On this date in 44 BC,
Roman dictator Julius Caesar is assassinated by a group of nobles that included his best buddy, Brutus, and his second best buddy, Cassius. So we say every year, beware of the Ides of March. And that takes us to our song of the day.
That's a fast-flying knife.
Sure is.
We do this song every year. 1970, peaked at number 2 on the Billboard charts. From the western suburbs of Chicago, Berwyn, to be exact.
Berwyn?
Yeah, the group is the Ides of March. The song is Vehicle, and it's on your timeline.
Hey, well, I'm a friend, a stranger in the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
Heaven, you know I love.
1970.
You know, that song did get kind of a little bit of a knock on it because, hey, friendly guy in the black sedan is kind of, there's a pervy.
Oh, yeah, get in my vehicle, baby.
Yeah.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go. By the way, it was used in a commercial for Cougar back in 1998. And I'm not talking about that kind of Cougar. No, not that kind. The car. 1820, Maine becomes the 23rd state on this date. 1913, President Woodrow Wilson meets with reporters. Though not on broadcast TV, it's described as the first presidential press conference. 1956, the musical play My Fair Lady. It premiered on Broadway. 1964, Elizabeth Taylor got married. Well, that happened a lot of days. But this is hubby number 5, Richard Burton.
5 of 8, I believe.
8? Yeah, and her last one was some unknown guy that was like her rehab buddy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember his name, but yeah.
1969, Dizzy by Tommy Roe peaks at number 1. He's a guy from Atlanta, Georgia, still alive. 1971, CBS announces it's canceling the Ed Sullivan Show that used to be appointment television on Sunday night. You watched the Ed Sullivan Show. You even watched the bad acts, Topio Gigio, waiting for the Beatles next.
Yeah. I don't know that Ed lived too much longer after that show was canceled.
He was a newspaper guy, correct?
Yes, he was a gossip columnist, so he was well-read. Let me just pull up his bio here.
Ed Sullivan, all right. So this is the day it was, so he died on
1974,
at the age of 73.
And what was the year they canceled the show?
They canceled the show in 71.
Okay.
So he did live for 2 more years. 1951. The Godfather opened in theaters. That's the first one. Francis Ford Coppola. He made it for $6 million. Did you ever watch that show about the making of... It was a scripted show. The making of The Godfather.
Yeah, The Offer,
yeah.
I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
I know it's on Paramount Plus. So.
Very, very interesting.
What's the end of the...
The Offer. It's because, you know, the mob had to sign off on it. And the mob at first didn't want any references to Cosa Nostra. You know, it's very interesting. It's a whole series. And like you said, it's on Paramount Plus. 1975, Doobies, number 1 on the charts with Blackwater. Oh, man, does that take me back to college. because I was in Mississippi at the time. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
That always struck me as a good late night bar song.
Oh boy, I love that.
Where all the drunks would get together and sing.
I love that. Drove home with one eye open several times with that song back in college. Is there a statute of limitation on that kind of confession?
I think you're covered.
It is true confession day.
Yeah. Like I said, I've got some great stuff.
On this date in 1985, hey, can you quiet down over there? The first internet domain name was registered. Symbolics.com. was the first domain name, 85. 2010, Michael Jackson's estate signed a $250 million 10-album record deal with Sony Music, biggest record deal of all time. Michael Jackson, of course, died on June 25th, 2009. I was at the TV station when I first heard
I was on the air. It came up on Drudge. You know, Drudge used to automatically refresh.
Yeah.
And it went from whatever the hell I was, red letters, Michael Jackson dies.
Well, TMZ broke the news,
really?
Too. Cause of death, acute propofol and intoxication. 2018, the toy chain Toys R Us announces it will close all stores after it filed for bankruptcy. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. From bikes and trains to video games.
Hey, I have a good true confession story coming up if time permits.
Okay. Mark McGrath, who is Sugar Ray, is 44 today.
Oh, never mind.
Terrence Trent Darby is 61. Fabio is 64 today. His real name is Fabio Lazzoni.
Look at his big face.
He's the one that got hit by the
goose.
Yeah.
A flying goose.
You know where that happened?
In Ohio on a roller coaster.
Yeah, in Williamsburg, Pennsylvania.
I only missed by one.
Yeah. Williamsburg, Virginia, I should say. Ry Cooter is 76 today, guitar legend. Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, former disc jockey at KJO, San Francisco. He's 80 today. Mike Love from the Beach Boys, and we've had him on the show, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Mike Love, well,
recently.
On the afternoon show, is 82 today. He co-wrote a lot of the songs with Brian. Dead or Alive, actor Judd Hirsch.
Is around.
He is. You want to take a guess on that?
82.
88 today.
Really?
Yeah. Con man Jimmy Swaggart. You want to take a guess on his age?
69.
He's 88 today.
Oh.
Never had you that far off, 20 years.
Well, I guess he didn't catch the...
I have sinned.
The meaning of... Did you know he was Jerry Lee Lewis's cousin?
I had no idea, but I can't say I'm shocked.
Perverts run in their blood. 2 days till St. Paddy's Day. And don't they still color the river and...
Yes, they do. It's green all year long, and then they make it
greener.
More of a dark green for St. Patrick's Day.
Spring begins on Tuesday. 16 days till MLB baseball. Easter in 25 days, and Thanksgiving now 253 days away. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. True Confession coming up after.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Now I got this stupid Toys R Us song in my mind. Jeez. Showers and thunderstorms today becoming likely, especially by late morning into the afternoon hours and into the evening hours before moving out. Today's high 79, tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy. Rain chances 20% or less tomorrow. So tomorrow's really not a bad day, all things considered. Then another round of showers and possibly some thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler air behind this, with temperatures reaching maybe the low 60s at best on Monday. That's the last day of winter officially. We could tease the freeze mark by dawn on Tuesday morning. That's the first day of spring. And way below normal during the daytime hours with a high near 60. Right now this morning, No rain locally at the moment, but we're watching some strong to severe storms in northwest Alabama. It's 67 now at 644.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
And now it's time for True Confession.
Okay.
This is 19, way back, early days of the career. I'm assistant program director for the Westinghouse radio station in Chicago, and I come up with, we wanted to do a big promotion. So we came up with this secret location thing. I forget exactly what we called it, but we would give clues on the air, and you had to guess the Chicago landmark where the prize was.
Uh-huh.
And the grand prize was a brand new Volkswagen. That's like $2,500 back in those days.
Yeah.
So I was at a party on a Saturday night, and we were at the final big prize giveaway, and we're figuring we're going to get at least 2 weeks out of this because the clues were very obtuse. But the winning answer, the location, was the Chicago and Northwestern Railway Bridge in downtown Chicago. Everybody sees it because it's out in the open, and it's always up, so to speak.
Okay.
So I'm at a party on a Saturday night, and this woman finds out that I work for, and she's a big WIND listener. Wind, see, Windy City.
W Westinghouse Broadcasting.
That's right. And I'm not drunk in my butt or anything. I'm having a cocktail or two, and this woman just keeps harassing me for the answer to the contest. And, I mean, over several hours, she just finally wore me down. And I said, if I tell you, you got to promise you didn't get it from me, right? Which was stupid. I mean, beyond stupid. So I told her. The next day, no, Monday, 2 days later, I'm driving into work listening to the morning show. Mm-hmm. And we knew, we had a counter on the phone in those days that would tell you how many people were attempting to call. It was in the tens of thousands. Chuck Benson takes a call, and I'm driving my car, and she gives the winning answer, and then she gave her name, and I thought, oh my God, I am dead. I am dead meat. This is going to be a scandal. I still had her phone number, so I called her. I pulled over to a payphone, and I called her, and I said, I just heard you won this contest, and you better not mention my name. I said, because you'll ruin my career if you do. And seriously, you know, back those days, oh, giving away contest answers to random listeners.
Right.
Yeah, that would be a career finisher right then and there.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it never happened.
You're going to have to find to that radio station.
Oh, my God. But a couple of months later after Christmas, they let me go. And I think.
And as you left, you said, oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you this.
Well, I did wonder, because I didn't really do anything wrong. They just said it was right. A budget thing or something like that.
No.
And I think if they had made that my cause of dismissal, that would have set them up for the fine that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, they gave me a month's severance. And I got hired right away, but I will never forget the knot in my gut when I heard her give that winning answer on the air.
Oh, I bet you gave her.
Oh, boy. I just, but the odds, you see, I'm calculating, it's like 1 in 40,000. She's going to be the right caller number at that particular time.
Yeah.
So never.
Don't bet against the odds.
I was going to say, don't ever, because if it is 1 in a million of something you don't want to, if you want it to happen and there's a 1 in a million chance, it'll never happen.
Right.
If it's something you don't want to happen, the odds are
exactly
so
perfect.
Much in your favor.
If you are looking for a great team that's ready to work hard for you and take good care of your lawn and all outdoor maintenance, Turf Stalkers, that's the company we recommend. Founded by Brian McMahon, a listener who tapped the station's resources to learn how to start a business and how to manage money from Brant McDonald and other folks.
They were across the street from me yesterday. You know our friend that calls in every week?
She's using them?
To get on the list?
Yes, yeah. She called yesterday.
I think she's just patronizing our our sponsors.
We'd love to know that. Their number is 558-1611. You can also look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. Here is your SRN News replay. The Cheap and Trashy coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
This morning, sunrise will cast light across a scene of mass destruction from powerful storms. It swept parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio yesterday. Numerous injuries are being reported, and at least two fatalities, those in Logan County, Ohio. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer's call for new elections in Israel and his criticism of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu over the Gaza war being roundly condemned, both in Israel and beyond. James Crumley, the father of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. And a federal judge in Florida is declining to dismiss the Trump classified documents criminal case. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned positive. The Dow futures are up 41 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 34. The S&P futures 9 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We hope you're having a good Friday morning. We're not seeing anything on the roads at this moment that's going to cause you much trouble at all. Traffic's a little busy in some spots, like I-65 southbound into Montgomery. This time of morning, we've always got a little bit of traffic there. I-85 southbound, light to moderate traffic. Taylor Road, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka this morning, looking light to moderate. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Hayes Ambulance is there for you, both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Hayes is ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. St. Patrick's Day Parade Watcher.
St. Patrick's Day Parade Watcher.
If there's one thing Irish people love, it's dressing up in green and watching other Irish people dressed in green stumble down the road. Oh, and drinking beer on a public sidewalk.
You almost forgot about drinking beer.
Need a better vantage point? Stand on the keg.
What are you doing, Sean? Get off the keg, yeah.
So when you
you see a grown man trying to shimmy up a light pole so he can wave to his brother-in-law's cousin who's marching with the Irish Sons of Whatever, reach up and give him a boost. He's Mr. St. Patrick's Day Parade Watcher, a real American hero.
Mr. St. Patrick's Day Parade Watcher.
This attempt to shimmy up a light pole brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And are you ready for something that could be described as
creepy?
Yeah, well, a video has surfaced. This may make you uncomfortable. It's a clip of 17-year-old Leonardo Decapitated interacting with Drake Bell's abuser, Brian Peck, the guy that did time 20 years ago for sexually abusing Drake and Josh star Drake Bell. The video was made while DiCaprio was young and on the set of Growing Pains. This will make you a little squeamish.
Leo, as you know, is the latest, hottest, hunkiest teen idol there is.
Yeah, muscles.
Speaking of hunky, huh? Leo's job on this set, for some reason, is to make fun of me all day long. Leo's like, says he was raised in Compton. Mr. Pale is a dead fish belly and blonde hair is straight out of Compton.
The series, the docuseries, premieres on, I think, Sunday.
Is this, which one is this one about?
This is Quiet on the Set.
It is, okay, it is the one.
The Dark Side of Kids TV.
About the Kids TV thing. Yeah, I was going to be like, hey, there's a documentary coming up this weekend, but yeah. This is the one it's pertaining to.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and they go deep into Nickelodeon. Oh, God.
Someone that Mrs. Bruderbuttle, I mean, a relative, was on one of the Disney kid shows, I forget which one, and said he got raped.
Is that right?
He just got a jury award of $6 million.
Yes.
Yeah. That right? No, that was.
And you wonder why your streaming services are expensive? They got to pay off all the perv losses. Disney is just—it's a nest of deviants. Kristen Wiig is not interested in a Bridesmaid sequel. Neither am I. I don't care about that. NSYNC did a surprise performance at Justin Tinkerbell's album release show yesterday. Roger Daltrey is against smashing guitars. You ever go to a Who concert?
Yes.
Did they do the guitar smash?
Not at the one I was at.
Not at the one I was at.
Desert.
And I saw him at the Chicago Stadium, and they did it. Daltrey says he only smashed a guitar once and regrets it.
Well, actually, I've only ever smashed one guitar, and I'm really sorry I did.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. Just a thing came over me. I don't know. There was just one. It was in Australia, and I've always regretted it. It was like killing the wife.
It was Keith Moon and Pete Townsend that liked to bust up the guitars at the end of a Who concert. But at least you knew the show was over.
Yeah.
Movies out this weekend. Arthur the King. Mark Wahlberg plays a professional adventure racer who bonds with a street dog. Love Lies Bleeding. I wonder if they're going to use the Elton John song in this. It's a crime thriller starring Kristen Stewart.
I love
One
that
Life,
song.
A war drama based on the story of a British humanitarian named Nicholas Winton who saved hundreds of Jewish kids from the Nazis in Czechoslovakia.
Oh, wait, what is this called?
One Life.
Yeah, I downloaded that, or I picked that up off the thing.
Oh, is it in the J. Scott Movie Network?
It is. Anthony Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
It's a great little trailer. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Jeff Bezos gave Eva Longoria $50 million for her charitable foundation. No word on what she may have given him for that. Pierce Brosnan has to pay $1,500 for hiking in an area of Yellowstone that's off limits. Alec Baldwin now says that the manslaughter charge against him came about because the jury was rigged. What an excuse-making piece of turd that man is. He is the lowest life form in America right now, in my opinion. The Bear has been renewed for a fourth season.
Yeah, they're filming soon.
Tell me about The Bear.
It's a great show. It is a fantastic wonderfully written.
I mean, when you say The Bear, is this like Jellystone Park?
No. It's a restaurant.
It's about a restaurant in Chicago.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me about this once before. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's well written, and it'll hook you.
So it made
me re-sign up for Hulu.
The story yesterday about baseball pitcher Aroldis Chapman says the video of him squeezing his mom's boobs was just an innocent family moment.
I've had so many of those.
Yeah.